So our listener wants to remain anonymous, been keeping a secret for over 30 years.
Long time.
Yes, let's get into it. Group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, yes, 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 please keep me anonymous because my family listens.
Oh.
I know this is going to sound shocking.
Mm.
But I've fallen in love with my first cousin.
There it is.
Before you immediately judge me, hear me out.
Okay.
When we were younger, about 30 years ago, we both knew there was something between us.
Mm.
But neither of us ever said a word. He went on to get married. I never did.
Mm-hmm.
Life took us in different directions.
Sure.
Fast forward to about a month ago.
Okay.
We were both at a family funeral. And later that night, we finally admitted what we'd been feeling all these years. It was like this huge weight came off of both of our shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing the feelings have always been mutual has honestly brought me more peace than I ever expected.
Well, that's good.
He's divorced now. We're mm-hmm. both over 40. And for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm with someone who truly wants the same things I do.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe this is the person I'm supposed to spend the rest of my life with. The problem is our family.
Yeah.
I'm terrified of telling them. I know how it sounds, and I know people will have opinions.
Mm.
At the same time, I'm tired of hiding the first relationship that's ever made me genuinely happy.
Oh, wow.
I want my family to see me happy for once, and I'm scared they'll reject us or even cut us out of their lives.
Okay.
So that's why I'm coming to you all.
Mm-hmm.
If you were in my shoes,
mm-hmm.
would you tell your family and hope they eventually accept it? Or would you keep the relationship private and avoid the drama? How would you even start the conversation?
Here's how I would start.
Come over.
Where are we going?
Oh, around. It's a surprise.
Do you like surprises?
I thought for sure you were going to hit. That's what I thought!
I would not do that.
That's what I was expecting!
Our listener is coming to us with a real issue. I'm not going to sit there and do that. All right? All right.
Okay.
Now we got that out of the way.
Yes!
They acknowledged. They know how it sounds.
Listen, we can also take a line from a true poet of our generation. Someone who speaks for all of Kentucky.
Yeah, I understand. Things happen. The past is the past.
But now it's the present.
It is the present.
What other ones?
And I mean, nothing's happened yet in the past.
Yeah, I mean,
nothing's
according
happened.
Right.
Yes. Oh, Elizabeth, what in the hillbilly? Yeah, I know.
Again, let's not label this all Kentucky.
Right.
We don't know if she's in Kentucky or Southern Indiana. but this is just one of those things. Okay, all right.
Okay.
Her real question is, do I tell the family? If I do, how?
Amy says, you shouldn't tell them. This is what she said, my 11-year-old listening to the intro. You shouldn't tell them. They're going to play it on the radio. You start the story, and he says, oh, no, you shouldn't tell anyone that. That's what the 11-year-old says.
Luke texted in, take that one to the grave. All right, I'm not going to ask for people who have been in that situation.
I mean, why not?
Here's the thing. We're all humans. You can look at a cousin and say, ah, that's an attractive cousin.
I had a hot cousin.
Yeah. And if situation were different.
He looked like Tom Cruise. He worked on an aircraft carrier, like,
yeah, if things were different, Kelly and Tom Cruise's cousin could be together.
I acknowledge I had a hot cousin. I'm not saying I wanted to get with my hot cousin. I acknowledge I had a hot cousin.
If society rules were different.
Listen, my daughter had a crush on her cousin when they were like 4.
Well, see, it sounds like this started as that.
It started young.
But they stayed sort of in that. Those feelings never faded for them.
Right.
Yeah. All right. 502-795-1997. Let's reset. We'll figure out, try to give some actual advice here?
I want to say let's forget their family, but that's kind of the whole point.
That is the whole point. That is the whole point. All right, 502-795-1997 is our number. Kind of working
through
this group therapy where our listener who wants to remain anonymous has had a crush on her cousin since they were kids. They're now over 40. They're now at a point in their life where they're both single and they've expressed these feelings to one another.
They're mutual.
Yes. They're the only ones who know. And she's like, hey, now do we bring the family in on this?
Like, or do we keep it secret?
Or do we live in fear? We did get in hiding. We did get a message from a listener. I'll keep her anonymous. Said, I was known as the girl that fooled around with her cousin in high school.
Oh.
The family gets over it. Okay. Honestly, who cares? It's her life. Anybody who has a problem can exit stage left. The only issue is their child might end up being a lizard, but we'll deal with that when it comes.
Being a lizard.
Well, don't know if they're in the point in their life where they want to think about kids. I don't know. She said she'd never been married.
Right.
So I don't know if she has kids or not, but like.
But if we're gonna entertain let's not tempt fate or tempt
DNA.
Stephanie says, okay, so this girl can't tell her family. I understand that she feels like this is a good relationship, but it's her cousin, her first cousin at that. They can't get married or have kids. I mean, to each their own, but if she ends up flipping pancakes with them, be smart.
Okay. Yeah.
Flipping pancakes.
A lot of people are saying, you know, therapy may not be a bad thing. Man, and I gotta hand it to you, therapists who are professionals.
Yes.
Like, wow. Like,
keeping a straight face.
Like, who do you talk to?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Do therapists
probably need therapy?
I was gonna say, do you have
things that they help people sift through?
Does your partner also have to keep a client privilege? Because when you tell me something, you're telling my wife too.
1000%.
I mean, it's just how it goes.
Right.
It's like, hey, keep this between us. Okay.
Yes.
And my wife.
It is
right?
A pact.
Exactly.
That you make.
Right. So,
yes.
I mean, a lot of people are just saying you got to kind of keep that close to the vest.
Got another text. They don't have the same last name, then it's good. Other cultures do it all the time.
This is true. This is not necessarily an American culture thing.
And you can't control
who you fall in love with.
Who your heart loves.
That's right.
And how you meet them.
Come over.
Where are we going?
Around. It's a surprise.
It's a surprise.
Do you like surprises?
I do.
Okay.
That sounds so creepy.
I think that's how you...
Oh. I think
that's how you do that.
Yeah. I don't... I know it's hard to find people you can connect with, people that you feel like could be your soulmate.
I mean, look, there are everyday people like in the closet living this life right now. I mean,
yes.
But it's just not with your cousin. It's just with, you know, someone from the same sex or whatever like that. And so it's the same type of issue. Well, actually, no, it's not.
No, I mean, this is a different lane.
I was just thinking about like telling your family. That's what I was kind of thinking.
No, this is its own lane.
Mm.
And yeah, I don't know if know their family. And
yeah.
If she's coming to us thinking already nervous about it, like I think she knows the way they're going to react.
Yeah, maybe you just kind of keep it quiet for a little bit. Do you dip your toe in? Like, no. I don't mean it like that.
Mm.
That's not a euphemism for anything.
Okay.
Crystal said being gay and dating your first cousin is different.
No,
I know.
It's very different. But I was
relating it to...
You were talking about people that feel like they need to hide a relationship.
Yes, and yes still, that's
yeah,
what I was
no,
saying.
It's way different. It's way different.
That's what yes. I was saying.
But yeah, Amalka says, might I suggest therapy? Y'all, please go. Please. This happens more than you know. I wish I was joking, but the things I've heard, again, therapy. Signed, a concerned therapist.
Okay.
That is probably the most valid piece of advice you could walk away with today.
Okay. All right. So
Maurice says, my stepbrother's married to his third cousin. He's from Mississippi.
That's great.
Okay. Catherine, here we go again, Kentucky. There's a reason why on a Kentucky marriage license application, you have to disclose if you're related and if you're first cousins.
Well, Elizabeth on Facebook says, sounds like a Southern Indiana thing.
Listen, don't be pushing this off onto Southern Indiana.
We don't know.
The stereotype exists for a reason.
All right,
yes, and
that's
a good point why they put it on the marriage license.
Listen, we're just mowing over the same grass now.
Yes, go to therapy.
That's our advice.
Yes. This is above our pay grade.
Thank you.
Which is free.
Thank you for coming to us.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
And we are going to go ahead and we conferred with the other experts on the text line and on YouTube. And we think you should go seek professional help. The two of you together.
Good luck.
To sift through, because it's going to be a difficult path for you to walk with your family if that's what you choose to do.
Keep us posted.
Yes.
That's group therapy.